Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NRL every game, every week from a punting perspective. I'm Jacob Wynn, he's the Podonis. Tonight we are previewing round 17. We've already recapped round 16. It was a bit unfortunate we only went 2-2 on our best bets when both the sides we liked covered. We did win the mixed matchup, $3.15 odds was pretty nice. None of the multis hit. And I did get a chance to speculate on Origin teams, which panned out the way I pretty much predicted. They are official now since the Sunday night recap. We'll give Podonis a chance because, of course, happy birthday, mate. Had hit the big milestone on the weekend, so we didn't get to hear from him. So we'll get Podonis' thoughts on round 16 or Origin. But first, let's share our best bet. And we just have the one because there are only four matches in round 17. We're taking the Newcastle Knights plus 6.5 mechanical line versus Souths. And the way you achieve that at $1.82 is to put 91% of a stake on plus 4.5 at $2 on Ladbrokes and Neds, and the remaining 9% of your stake you'd have on Souths by exactly 6 at 21-1 on 365. Note that you would lose if the Knights do lose the game by exactly 5, but we're willing to take that risk, and we do win on an extra key number. We believe it's a good spot for the Knights. They're off a win where they got some confidence. They won that game without their best player. Hoy did a good job in for Ponga. He'll be there again. Plus, they get back Best, which covers a loss of Gagai. Brayley on the bench. They're at home. While Souths also had a big win, which keeps this line out where it is. They've got a lot of changes. Cook, Arrow, Murray are out with Origin. Selle and Graham injured. I understand there should be favourites. Mitchell's back. Cody Walker combining with him. We just don't think there should be this big of favourites, Podonis.
Yeah, 100% agree and support that notion. And for me, it's more of a play on the Knights rather than against Souths, because as everyone knows, I did like and lean towards Souths last week against the Eels, and they did put in and got a confidence-boosting win. But so did the Knights as well in their own right with a big win against the Titans. They get a bit of extra rest, and I like the fact that the weather could be a bit poor, and that'll help our bet as well, taking the points in what could be a low-scoring grind.
And did anything stand out for you? You didn't get a chance to kind of reflect on round 16, or now you've seen the Origin teams have been picked?
Yeah, so it was disappointing not to go 4-0 and have best bets when both of the teams cover the lines, and such is the NRL. And I think you touched on it in the recap brilliantly about we need to find the best plays to execute. And hopefully this week we found that with the Knights. But on round 16, a few things that stood out to me was how poorly the Storm were. I was pretty shocked to see that on Thursday night. Souths were pretty dominant, as we just touched on, and Latrell Mitchell has stepped right back in. And I thought he'd take a bit of time to get going, but it looks like he's hit the ground running for them. And the other thing that you mentioned as well in your recap that stood out to me as well was how poor some of the refereeing was, highlighted by the Roosters-Penrith game and also the Raiders-Canberra game with a bit of a kerfuffle right at the end. And I agree with you. I think that the ref should be able to have the discretion to blow a penalty instead of giving the team a 6 again when the game's pretty much over. And in terms of Origin, with the Blues team, I was surprised that Jack Wyden wasn't in the 17, given how strong he was in game one. But I can understand Freddie's selection, staying loyal to the team that were so dominant in game two and giving Talakai a go on the bench, because I thought Wyden would make the bench. But and for Queensland, I think that they picked the best side that they could have, given the current state of play for them. And good to see that they stuck with the two young wing, the two wingers in Cobbo and Talagi, because there was some talk about bringing some experience because they had a bit of a game to forget. But all in all, should be a fantastic Origin. I know we've got four games to touch on for this one. Everyone can't wait for the decider next Wednesday.
That is going to be so massive. And I can tell you guys, we will do a dedicated Origin preview with all your favorite tipsters. Looking to put that out Monday night. So probably about 6:15, this type of time, but Monday night, couple of nights out from Origin 3. But let's talk about NRL before then. And I will admit too, I peeked at these lines on Monday, and I think we discussed off camera that just about every line has probably moved in a direction away from where there might have been some value a day or two ago. Maybe there's some savvy punters out there that with less games, they ran their magnifying glass over these lines already. They didn't want to miss out. But then in saying that, there's been a bit of chaos, some lines jumping around even today. And we'll touch on why. And maybe our show sponsor, Top Sport, with Tristan, can also shed a light on the market movement. Although I will just foreshadow that he recorded this market update at midday today, and some things have changed since then. But let's hear what Tristan had to say.
Hi, family. Tristan Merlihan here from Top Sport. We've got a obviously a smaller group of matches on the cards of the NRL. Obviously, a little bit trickier to price with a lot of the superstars out of the matches. But as we always say, at least we know who's playing this round. The three of the four games are really tight in betting, where the Knights and Bunnies game's 4.5 line. That's already been in from 6. The first game has seen the Sharks firm from 2.5 into Pick'em. Still a little bit of movement in that game, I suspect. And then the Eels have firmed up against the Tigers. But the biggest move of the round has been for the Dragons. They've been 5.5 into 1.5 on the back of a number of Broncos injuries. Obviously, Payne Haas was confirmed out early in the week. He wouldn't have played anyway because if he was fit, he would have played Origin. But just the lack of troops has caused this market to move significantly after the Dragons had a really impressive win there on the weekend just gone. It's an important game. So check all the markets out. We've got them all out. The Origin game has been very solid in betting. We opened the market after the teams were announced at $2.25, $1.65 and 2.5, and we're still sitting right there at the moment. So looks as though Cam Munster's good to play in recent reports, so I suspect that market will stay pretty solid. Just keep an eye on the weather, because 38.5 is a lowish total compared to what happened last week, but there is a little bit of rain around, so just monitor all of that as we get closer to the game. Good luck over the weekend.
The only thought I had about the Origin markets, which ties into the game we'll start discussing in Sharks Storm, is the news has just broken a couple of hours ago that Nicho Hynes, who was in Blues camp but was in the extended bench, so was supposed to play Thursday night, has COVID. Now, no other New South Wales players have tested positive, but if he was in and amongst it, that'd be the one thing you worry about. Although I suppose we're 7 days out, so that's probably not going to affect any of the 17 that the Blues intend on using, but it definitely affects this game, which we've seen the line jump around. I was going to give a shout out to The Undertaker. I still should, because he tipped Sharks plus 7.5 in the group a week ago, which was a gift of a line and the advantage of being in our group. That line was Pick'em this morning. Now on the back of the Hynes news, it's as high as 5.5, which is a pretty big move for one player. But when you do have a few stars out, then just one or two extra key players in or out really does tip the scales. And for the Sharks, of course, Talakai retained his bench spot for the Blues, but Tracy will come in and cover that. And Harry Grant will be out for the Storm, as we know, playing Origin, plus Munster and Kalfusi. One thing to note, neither of those two guys did play last week. That means Nick Meaney is named at 6, whereas last week, Nick Arima actually played in the halves. Give us your breakdown on this one, Podonis, because we found it hard to nail down a best bet in this one with a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, that's for sure. When we did discuss the game a few hours ago, it was at Pick'em and we were expecting Hynes to play, but the news that he's out now throws it up in the air a bit, as you touched on. But as everyone knows, back in round 6, when these two sides played down in Melbourne, we were actually on the Storm in that game and we were laying -6.5 at the time. But for me, when I look at these teams now, like, this is not the same version of the Storm team that we bet on back then. You know, they had Remus Smith, Xavier Coates, Kafusi, Munster, and Harry Grant that are all missing, either injured or through Origin this time around. Whereas with the exception of Hynes and Talakai, I do think that the Sharks are at full strength. And Connor Tracy has played well every time he has stepped in to that center spot throughout the last 18 months when he has played. And there's talk that Braden Trindle might be the replacement halfback, and he's been lighting it up in New South Wales Cup for anyone that's been following that lower grade. So I do think that he's a capable replacement, and I do think that the move of 4 points for Hynes is a bit too much. I still respect what the Storm can bring, because even with those outs we've touched on, that I do think they have the better spot in this game. And the forward battle will be a big one in this one, one where they think the Sharks can edge it, and I do still favour them in the outside backs. So I would still probably make this game Pick'em if you factor in some home field for the Sharks. So I think the line's a bit too big for me at the moment, but I am wary of the Storm and what they can bring, and given that they had such a poor performance last week with a bit of extra rest, I know that Bellamy's going to have his players fired up.
You would make the game Pick'em, and the line's 5.5. So Even with knowing that Hynes is out.
Sorry, knowing that Hynes is
out. Well, you'd made the game Pick'em before the Hynes news.
Sorry, before the Hines news. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then we've got to figure that. See, and then I would have thought that line, he'd be maybe worth a 2.5 point adjustment.
Yep.
It does seem a bit extreme. Now, having said that, some bookies did have Storm's slight favorite. It does seem extreme to go to 5.5. And the only side we could probably play at this point in time would be Cronulla. But I kind of look at Melbourne, you're used to them playing in a week where, you know, it's origin affected and there's usually mass changes. And the funny thing is they've really only had to change one player and they did play 7 days ago. So there's a few reasons why you can make a good case for the Storm. So the longer turnaround, the fact they're off a loss, this is a good team off a match where they conceded 36 points. So you do feel like Bellamy would have sent a rocket up them and they will have a point to prove. And also just thinking about how they can replace the key players that are missing. I mean, you can't replace Munster per se, but Pappenhausen was back a week ago. He showed us right towards the end of that game what he's capable of. And although he plays a different position, he adds a threat that the defense has always got to be frightened of and does take pressure off the halves. And then Brandon Smith is such a great replacement for Harry Grant. Now, I'm not going to say it as if, oh, there's no downgrade because Smith's as good as Grant, because you always have to understand if Smith's slotting in at 9, you're losing Brandon Smith as an impact forward. So for sure, Melbourne's not full strength. When I look at the Sharkies, they're closer to full strength. The Hines lost Hurts and Talakai, but you got a pretty capable replacement, as you said, in Tracy. But I also think back to the time these sides met in Melbourne where, you know, Finucane was knocked out very early in that clash and didn't really get to have much of a say in it. But his presence and the other guys that are out for the Storm arguably tips the scales in the favour of the Cronulla forward pack, which is where I, you know, usually look at a matchup initially. And then I look at the outside backs and I think that the Sharks have the advantage there too. So it comes back down to that Melbourne spine and the reason they are favoured in this one, because 1, 7 and 9 in particular are match winners. And as we say, with those other, you know, they're away from home, but some of those other intangibles of the longer turnaround and a determination with a point to prove coming off a loss, it's a bit of a frightening proposition taking on Melbourne this week. We wouldn't have had a bet if Hines was in, and now Hines is out. The only thing you can argue about is how much of an adjustment that's worth, but we didn't feel we had a strong enough edge in either direction. The game we have got a best bet on, Knights hosting the Rabbitohs at McDonald Jones, and consensus line 4.5, Rabbitohs favoured, as I said before, Gagai out for Origin, as is Ponga, although he didn't play in their big win over the Gold Coast. Hoy filled in very well, other than goal kicking. So he'll remain the custodian at fullback. Best in he's been out for a couple months with an elbow injury. And Jaden Brayley tore his Achilles in the preseason, was no certainty to play this season, but is back via the bench. While the Rabbitohs have lost Graham and Selle through to injury, as well as Cook, Arrow, and Murray on origin duty. But sensationally, Latrell Mitchell will play. I don't actually think it was that sensational. I thought you made the point earlier. The Blues won game 2 by 30. They didn't need to make mass changes. They weren't desperate. Latrell's amazing. We know what he can do. He's only played a handful of games in the last 12 months. I don't think he would have been a certainty to be selected anyway. And I think we can all appreciate, surely, his thinking that Souths have invested time, money, resources into getting him right. He's put his club ahead of this rep opportunity. I thought that was pretty understandable, Podonis, and he's going to be really important for Souths in this one, and he's going to be a player that we'll be worried about since we're riding the Knights handicap.
Yeah, I feel a lot more confident betting on the Knights if he wasn't playing, but then we also wouldn't be getting the same number we are, because given how important he is to the team, and last week he did look like a world beater, and all the credit in the world to him that he's happy to put Origin aside and a decider aside, because not many players would in that scenario, given how rare they are, that you do get a decider at Suncorp in what will be a great environment. But he has put Souths first, and he is big for the psyche of that team. But on the same side, the Knights did get a significant win of their own last Thursday night, and they did put in a good performance the week before against Canberra. So you can say they are on a bit of an upward spiral at the moment. And Bradman and Best, I feel, is a like-for-like replacement for Gagai, knowing that he's out. And they just feel like the more settled team to me at the moment, because Souths also, on top of the Origin outs, they also have Gray missing and Selle, as you touched on. But I do agree with you that Souths are the rightful favourite, and I probably had this line set at 4. So for me to have the confidence to make it a best bet, I'd need to see 6, and that's exactly what we get with this mechanical line we found. And the other edge we also like in our favour is that with the weather expected to be pretty poor and wet over the weekend again, this will only shorten the game and create lower scoring. So I think that also favours the Knights heading into the weekend. So I only see this line dropping, so I feel it's a great number.
We don't have a lot of confidence in O'Brien, but one of the reasons Knights might have looked a little bit better in recent weeks is they've just started to get more troops back on deck, and their forward pack, to me, actually looks the stronger unit with all the players out considered. Although, you know, a guy like Saluka Fifita, who's a mid-season acquisition from the Roosters going straight over to Souths, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he plays, because I'm looking at the team lineups and I'm seeing Blake Taff and Cody Nikorima both on the bench. I doubt that Souths would carry both of them on the bench. Regardless, it's the overhaul in the South squad. And as you say, Knights probably a little bit more settled and remaining at home and off a little bit of better form. Yeah, you have to favour the team that has Latrell and Cody in it, but we're getting plus 6.5 here. And I think this line could very well close under 4 as well. So, you know, we've got the one best bet. We're happy with that. But I mean, a suggested other bet would be the first half plus 2.5. We don't mind that with this type of underdog as well. That's Friday night, because, of course, only 4 games. The Saturday game is Tigers hosting the Eels at Leichhardt. The Eels are minus 13.5 point favourites. James Tarmel back for West. He was ruled out with a calf injury last week. Dewey into the starting side for James Roberts. The Eels lose Parlo, but Madison is back from a rib injury. These are two sides that both lost by basically 20 points last week. It's also a rematch of the famous Tigers' first win of 2022 on Easter Monday, where the line was close to double this one. But of course, the Tigers won that one by 1 point. Can you see a repeat effort for Donis?
I can't see the Tigers winning this game, especially by 1 point. But I do think they'll put in a much improved effort from what we've seen in the last month out of them. And at the moment, the Tigers probably can't be rated any lower by the marketplace. And that makes it wary when you do want to try to look at laying 12.5, because not sure how much value you're actually getting betting on the Eels at this point. They are back at Leichhardt Oval, so that is a strong edge for them. And it's arguable that this is probably their best lineup of the season, with Dewey at centre and Tarmel back in the lineup there. And Parra have been up and down against these lower teams, and they've tended to save their best performances against the big sides. So from that perspective, I can understand some hesitation out there where people don't want to lay the point. So you could argue that maybe that's creating some value on the other way as well towards Parra. But I'd say the line's probably fair. And whilst I would lean Parra if I was forced, and I do think they'll win the game, I just can't get there laying 12.5.
And as we always say, you know, look around, shop around, because 12.5, 13.5 in some shops, but 11.5 also available on Parramatta. And we have found a way to play them, although we didn't back them for those reasons. But I think arguably these are two sides that aren't that in favour with the punters. So although no one's really liking Tigers, and you can make a bit of a case for them, the Eels have let punters down recently as well. And what it comes down to for me is I don't want to play West this week. It was an all-in performance in a huge occasion in New Zealand. They were absolutely up against it. The scoreline aside, they actually gave a really decent account of themselves, because everything really was against them. And if they weren't prepared and willing to meet that Warriors, you know, spirit and force that they played with, West would have lost by a lot more last weekend. I also can't play West because I still do believe, and I don't know if less and less people are probably on this bandwagon with me, but I still believe Parramatta is a good team. I think the rain really hampered their attack. I think Souths would just bang up for it and played really exceptional. And the reason I say the rain hampered Parramatta's attack more than anyone else's, that's a side that really feeds off offloads, and that compromised their ability to do that last week. And then, of course, you've got this huge revenge factor. It was an incredibly frustrating loss for Parramatta to blow that game as massive favourites at home against West, and they definitely haven't forgotten that one. And then the sheer factor that West did play a day later than Parra last round and have had to travel home from New Zealand. You know, with a line under 12, which you can still get in some places, I would lay the points with Parra. Little bit conscious of the weather. But I do think that they're just as far superior to this Tigers team. And, you know, they're probably lucky that when the Blues lost Payne Haas, that Freddie didn't want to go back to RCG, who I thought did okay in Origin 1, but he's preferred McLean and, of course, Madison, a big in. But we're not automatically just laying any line with Parra, because I think you made the point there with Wes. There's a frisky side that hasn't had good results recently. but have sneakily kind of gotten important players back in. You kind of think that this was a terrible team while Jackson Hastings was in. Then he came back and they got a little bit better. And then Laurie was injured for a while. He's back. Yuto Kamado has rejoined the team in the last couple of weeks. Dewey in the last couple of weeks as well. Little and Tarmow have had their injuries. These guys are all playing in this one, and it's at Leichhardt. So we didn't play it as a best bet, but we have got a simple mixed matchup this week. And really, this is more so leveraging on our liking of the Knights and fading the Rabbitohs. Is we're just going to play Eels to score more tries than South Sydney this week. And that's $2 odds. You can have up to $200 on that on Toppy, and the promo code's Tripod if you want to join. And the logic there is Parramatta's team total is like 25.5 points. Rabbitohs more like 22.5. Rabbitohs missing a lot more key pieces, and we think that the Knights can put up a much bigger fight. And you look at that Knights line, they're at home, and they're, you know, like a 4.5-point dog. And you look at West, and they're 12.5-point dog. And we will lose in the event of a tie, but I think if the Knights can keep South Sydney kind of anything under 3.5 tries for sure, then we'll be a significant favourite going into Saturday. Finally, your Broncos, Podonis, host the Dragons. Dragons are a slight underdog, plus 1.5. It's somewhat ironic, I don't know if that's the right word, that Tessie New is returning from a long-term hamstring injury the week that the Broncos' fullback position has been in the headlines. Some Origin players out, Capewell, Cobbo, Carrigan, and Flegler being 18th man is an unexpected blow. He might not even play the decider, but he can't play for the Broncos on Sunday. That hurts when you mention all the other forwards that are out. Of course, Payne Haas as well, that Tristan mentioned, wouldn't have played regardless, but you just got to remember that he's out. So who's in? Palacia, James, Hetherington, and Ricky get the start, and Pakes and Gamble rejoin the bench. So I've talked about a lot of turnover there with your Broncos, while Dragons lose Ben Hunt, but it's a straight swap for Jaden Sullivan. Go back to kind of that news that's broken with Reece Walsh, and then talk us through this one as well, Podonis.
Yeah, so as you touched on with the fullback merry-go-round, definitely what's happened over the last 24 hours definitely shocked me as well. I would have for sure thought that the bigger money would have been at Redcliffe, but maybe does goes to show that how far Brisbane have come as a club over the last 2 years since where they were under Seibold, and maybe the good faith of Kevin Walters letting Walsh leave early on his contract to go and play first grade. Maybe that's shown some loyalty back the other way, allowing him to come back, because he has called Brisbane home since he was 12 years old. So hopefully that he sees a long partnership there at the back there. But it'll be interesting long-term to see how they gel both him and Cobbo, because I would have thought Cobbo would have been looking like maybe the grooming to be the fullback long-term, but perhaps they've got other plans for him. But we'll definitely raise their ceiling a bit, because I feel that he's more explosive and has a lot more to offer than what Martin does. Martin's probably the safe option at this point in his career, but it'll be great to see him link up with Reynolds. And hopefully maybe a deal can be done this year, maybe, if they can look at that, if he doesn't want to relocate now before the August deadline closes. But heading into this game in particular, the line did open at 4.5. And at that point, I agree with you, I probably would have played the points with the more settled side in the Dragons. But now this line's come down since Monday to 1.5, to the point where I'd probably argue that the Broncos might be the side at Pickham. And yes, I do understand that they're missing a bunch of players, but the line, when it was set at 4.5, it already factored in and accounted for the origin outs of Carrigan, Cobbo, Capewell and Haas. So like, for me, what's changed since then, that's what I look at. So Tamari Martin and Corey Jensen both picked up injuries last week against the Cowboys. And as you touched on, Flegler's 18th man in that origin side. So I'd probably argue that Tessie New nullifies the loss of Martin, and Ryan James is a serviceable replacement at prop there and does provide some experience. So I'd probably make this a fair line at 2.5, and I would lay in Brisbane off a loss with the better halves. And Corey Pakes returning in that 14 jersey does provide a different edge and a bit of a spark off their bench. So I do think that's an improvement, and at home off what was a pretty poor loss, you'd say, conceding 40 points to the Cowboys. Even though they put on a late fight back, the game was over with about half an hour to go, the way the Cowboys started that second half. And the one hesitation I'd say probably leaning towards Brisbane would, not sure how fit Reynolds is, because he did look hampered last week and he was pressured quite a lot. He didn't have that same step and kicking game. So can I be sure that he's going to be 100% fit in this one? Not quite sure. But Jacob, you were leaning the opposite and you favoured the red V.
Yeah, I do think it's a huge opportunity for St. George. So I would kind of wish we'd been able to get at that line. And that just goes to show when we get, come to you guys on a Wednesday night, we can only play what's available. And a lot of other punters, including some sharp ones, have their chance to pick off any outstanding lines. Because as you say, not much has changed. But I do think Flegler not being available to play by virtue of being 18th man wasn't on a lot of people's radar. And you wouldn't usually say Flegler's going to move any line 2 points in a given week. But when you already talk about all the other forwards that are out for Brisbane, it does becoming that much more significant. And I look at this Brisbane pack on paper, and it's a side that has really dominated in a lot of games this year and been pretty formidable, especially at home. It's nowhere near the same proposition. For that reason, I think this is a great opportunity for St. George coming in. You know, if they played Brisbane at full strength at Suncorp, they would be considerable underdogs. But this week, it's close to a coin toss. So that's a huge chance for the Dragons. Their season's well and truly alive. And they benefited from those questionable calls late in that Raiders game. They were also gritty enough to be in a position to narrowly win that one. And they don't change their side barely at all. Like, yes, Sullivan comes in. You'd say, of course, losing your captain, that's a downgrade. But like, they've got the luxury of having this talented kid that's been waiting in the wings who is going to be a future first grader and has already been blooded and played a handful of games and played with Amone and got those opportunities last year. They're just far more settled. Does it mean the Dragons are going to win? You know, I still think, yeah, sure, home advantage, and it's going to be an excited crowd. Adam Reynolds may still be the best player on the field. You're worried about the rib injury, but he can still control this one and be the difference. And I'm looking at a guy like Tony Staggs too, who when you think Staggs and you think Dragons, he actually did score an unforgettable try against the Dragons at this ground once. So he could be a difference maker too. Plus Pakes does raise the ceiling of the Broncos attack, and he's back from injury and could play a significant role. So there's enough reasons for me to kind of look in either direction. I mean, I said the line's 1.5. I think Sportsbet's still hanging a 2.5, and I was pretty close to thinking that that's a value play there. So again, I think opportunity for the punters when different bookies are straying across key numbers, you can lay that low just under the key number or take just above it. And have that extra chance to win. But we didn't feel as a significant edge in either direction. You can win by picking the last try scorer in that match, though. Speaking to all our followers and listeners, but just comment on the YouTube or Facebook video, last try scorer, and the minute that they'll score a jersey up for grabs. Thanks to Top Sport. And then we'll recap the round live with a mini recap on Sunday night. And then Monday, we plan to do an Origin preview. So thanks for joining me tonight, Padonis. I'll chat to you Sunday. We've got one best bet, so hopefully we can go 100%. Lego.